friend, and welcome. I'm Tammy Enfield, brand strategist, marketing expert, and creator of the Candid Content Framework. Through conversations with creators just like you and sharing stories from brands and thought leaders, we'll harness the power of authenticity and give you the confidence to create content that empowers you and your audience. If you're ready to build a kinder, more empathetic world, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Candid Content Revolution. Okay, guys, episode one of the Candid Content Revolution podcast. I figured I, maybe should start out with why candid content and why I'm so passionate about it. I feel like I've been talking about it for a decade. It's been a journey. It's been a journey to encourage my clients to show up online. It's been a journey helping founders and creators and thought leaders understand why being vulnerable is key to authentic social media and for the algorithm. Over the years, I've spent a lot of time on social media and I get sucked into the rabbit hole of content, both as a professional and as a consumer. Social media has been referred to the junk food of communication. We all love to hate social media. We proclaim it useless, but it's very hard for a lot of us to look away. As a mental health advocate and a social media strategist, it's time for me to take a deep dive into what good content could look like on social media, and then set myself on a mission to teach it to brands and creators alike. In the pursuit of how to teach brands how to be authentic online, I created the Candid Content Framework. It's a 6-part framework, follows the acronym of CANDID. I really think helps explain to creators how to post something that's authentic without either oversharing or feeling like they're being too vulnerable. And it really helps us as creators put ourselves into our content a little more. But on the bigger picture, I always tell people the high dream for me is I'd like to improve the culture of social media. I think the only way we're going to do that is if we stop trying to be other people online, and if our businesses start to embody the values that we do as business owners. Can you imagine if social media encouraged meaningful conversations versus just the negativity and pitting each other against views or our negativity bias in terms of we'll share something negative over something positive? When accounts engage sincerely, they pave the way for substantial dialogue, right? So instead of just pitching our services and just laying thought leadership out there, hoping people deem it important enough to read and actually like implement something, we could transform social platforms from places of passive scrolling to active engagement. I think real conversations and connections can occur, and I really believe that there's a safe corner of the internet for everyone. Finding people who value the same things as you do and brands that care for and about their consumers should be the primary reason any of us are on social media. Imagine, like, what if we could promote mental well-being? In order for us to promote mental well-being and feel better about ourselves and each other, we need to find common ground. And I think being real about our successes and our failures and our challenges, brands and creators can help dismantle the illusion of perfection that most of us strive for on social media. Can you imagine going online and feeling a little bit less alone? I think we're all trained and we all, especially as a marketer for however many years I've been a marketer, we are trained really well to consider our ideal client when we're creating content, and we're assuming things that we think that they're going to want to hear. We're talking about the problems that we solve. But I think what we're forgetting about when we're posting on social media is ourselves. Do we like the content that we're posting? Does it make us proud and happy? I really do think that this concept of like, hey, as the creator, you need to like the content you're posting or you need to stand behind it. If you're writing for a brand, making sure that the brand's culture is represented in the content. I just think that taking a more authentic approach and being more candid with our content really does put the responsibility back into the hands of the creator, and it helps us be more accountable. I came across social media, or I joined Facebook, I guess, in 2008. I consider myself a dinosaur now in the industry. But when I look back on some of my old posts, I can tell that I was looking or seeking attention. I think we all can look back on those posts that we try to either be a little bit vague so that we're not giving away everything, or it sounds like a robot. And the more AI takes hold of our content creation, the less human a lot of our content is going to sound. So if we can make sure to keep the human in our content, I think we'll be able to spread more light on the internet. Brands practicing authenticity can model honesty and transparency, can encourage a more truthful, realistic online environment, contribute to a culture shift, making it easier for users to separate fact from fiction. Less internal pressure to conform to unrealistic standards or follow a certain mindset. I want that for my kids. Like, don't you? So many people are scared of social media, and so many people are scared of their kids being online and what they may or may not find online. And I just, if we could all take responsibility for what we're posting, just feel like it would be a safer place for our kids and our own mental health. We could create good experiences on social media where more people could find comfort and community. My big ask is, help me change the culture of social media by creating and posting candid content, by prioritizing honesty, responsibility, and real connection. Brands can play a pivotal role in transforming the social media ecosystems. This is not only to improve the overall culture of social media, but critically, it has the potential to positively impact society at large. This, my friends, is why I've put so much time and effort into creating this formula to help people understand what it means to be authentic online. You don't have to dance or lip sync. You certainly don't have to post photos or videos of you crying underneath your desk. I don't think that authenticity means extreme vulnerability. I think authentic content is so much more than that. In the following episodes, I'm going to talk about the formula, and I'm going to talk through examples, both good and bad content. I'm going to interview creators that have posted pieces of authentic content, and it has maybe, you know, somehow changed their life mostly for the better. My hope is that this show will provide some inspiration and teach everyone how easy it is to create content that can connect emotionally with their users. And it begins to shift how we all create and consume content. I'm really looking forward to this. I hope you guys are too. And I'd be really grateful if you hit subscribe and left a 5-star review. If you are interested in being a part of the Candid Content Revolution, head over to my website, brandyourselfconsulting.com, and grab the playbook and get going. Thanks. Have a great day. Thanks, friend, for listening. My thanks to Brand Out Loud Design for their audio branding and sound design. If you enjoyed the show and want to share it with others, why not leave us a 5-star review? And remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Tammy Enfield. And until next time, authentically yours, I'm Tammy, and this is the Candid Content Revolution.